It's Thursday, the 16th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia is hosting the 25th anniversary of UN Resolution 1325 on Women, Peace and Security in Windhoek today and tomorrow. The event celebrates Africa's leadership in peace building. The resolution promotes women's role in peace and security. The Ministry of International Relations and Trade's Executive Director, Ndita Ngipondoka Robiati, has more.
This landmark event is organized in collaboration with the African Union Commission and the Southern African Development Community Secretariat, and will serve as a strategic platform to assess progress and address persistent and emerging challenges from militarized conflict to climate change, digital threats, and violent extremism. Adopted in October 2000 under Namibia's presidency of the United Nations Security Council, Resolution 1325 was the first resolution to recognize the indispensable role women play in conflict prevention and post-conflict reconstruction.
NamPower has received the first shipment of battery containers for the country's Omburu Battery Energy Storage System near Omaruru. The project, which is Namibia's first utility-scale battery storage initiative, will strengthen the national grid, integrate renewable energy, and support the clean energy transition. According to the Namibia Press Agency, installation is underway with completion and commissioning planned for mid-2026. Then the High Court in Pretoria, South Africa, is today hearing an application by the presidency and the state attorney to recoup over 28 million rand in legal fees from former President Jacob Zuma in his personal capacity. In 2021, the Supreme Court of Appeal confirmed that Zuma was not entitled to continue receiving state funding to cover his corruption trial. Zuma says he will not be able to pay the money. From one president to the next, Kenyan President William Ruto has sent Cabinet Secretary Musalia Mudavadi to India to oversee the repatriation of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga's body following his death in Kochi on Wednesday. President Ruto declared 7 days of national mourning and announced Odinga will receive a state funeral with full honors.
I have postponed all my public engagements for the coming days, and I ask all other public servants and leaders to do the same. A delegation comprising government officials and family members is leaving immediately to facilitate proper organization in the repatriation of the remains of our brother.
And the European Commission is set to unveil a major new defense plan today aimed at bolstering its military capacity and security architecture. Counter-drone programs will feature prominently following a slew of high-profile aerial incursions impacting several European countries over recent weeks.
The European Defence Readiness 2030 plan has been in the works for months and seeks to address capability gaps at land, sea and air, as well as in cyberspace. According to a draft, the initiative seeks to provide a sufficiently strong defence posture to credibly deter adversaries. The EU hopes to unlock roughly $900 billion to create a security framework that will deter Russian aggression. The plan includes a drone wall to help respond to aerial incursions like those seen in nations including Poland and Denmark over recent weeks. Moscow has denied involvement. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.